Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, to another show from your place. We pray that all of you have a blessed Christmas this year. In the past, we have covered the history of this holiday to include how it was actually started as a pagan holiday. Here in this country, this holiday has been celebrated as a time for family and to remember the birth of Jesus, or as Scripture tells us, God manifested in flesh. You have all heard me mention our friend Keith Franklin, the drummer that Wild Bill also works with. And his wife, Joanna, was on our show with some well-known authors detailing their Christian romance book that was released as a group effort last year. From what I understand, there's a new book coming out by this same group pretty soon. The last one became a top seller quickly, and they can probably share with you how you can still get that book if you haven't read it yet. You may even remember us sharing some Christmas music that their family provided to all their friends last year that we shared on our show. What you may not know is this has been a three-year effort that has come together this year as a complete CD that you can buy and play in your home. This time of year, they are both very busy with family and working to support their church as well. It is planned for both of them to provide comments about this CD. We'll forget to tell you that he is the drum player on this CD. But just in case, we thought we better put that part in. According to Keith, he is the brains behind this CD and just how it was all put together. Well, I might have messed up because I don't know if we were supposed to say that where his wife and children can hear, but anyway, the song that started our show is from this CD. So let us bring you another track and hopefully hear from the family about this song and others as the show goes on, and while Bill will be with us also.
Rolling.
I can't hear.
I'm not hearing anything.
We can't hear you.
Oh.
What?
That was ugly. Okay, yeah, we're starting on the four. One hand was, I don't know, what kind of four to hit, but he was ugly.
Sorry.
All right, let's try the four.
Sorry. Okay, let me do the end again. Okay, I need another track.
Well, in case you can't tell, that was part of their bloopers reel. And they have, I believe, four wonderful children. Keith, is that right?
We have five.
Five. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to welcome you to our show here at Your Place again. And we want you to tell us something about your CD and how you've put it all together. Anything
okay,
that you might want to
share? First of all, I think Bill was trying to get me in trouble.
that sounds like
the
Bill.
Biggest, the reason, this CD came about was, for one, I think me and my wife just wanted, to do something with our family to share, the Christmas story, with friends and family. And it started out to be a Christmas card. Instead of sending people a Christmas card, we sent them a CD with four or five songs on it. And it went over well, and we just kept going, and we kept talking, well, we'll just keep doing this, and eventually we'll have a full CD, so that's what happened. So, but I'm not the brains behind all of it. My wife, she came up with most of the arrangements and she came up with the songs that she wanted to put on there. So, Bill's trying to get me in trouble here, but my wife was more behind the brains of it. Now, I'm the perfectionist of the bunch, so I'm the one that pushed everybody to get the songs right and that kind of thing. But I would have to say that my wife was behind the you know, the brains behind all of it.
Joanna, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Would you agree with him, or do you want to dispute that?
I would agree. He was fixing to be in the doghouse. He's right. He's a perfectionist. He is. So he's the one that, you know, said, this could be better, or let's change this, or let's do this again, or do it one more time, or do it for the 10th time. Sing it for the 10th time or play it for the 10th time. So, yeah, he's the perfectionist. I wouldn't say I'm all the brains, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, do you want to share with us something about your children, and do they play any musical instruments, and their ages and names, and if they're there, would you like to put them on and let them share what they play or their ages and names?
I think that's a great idea. I said something to them before I called in, and Janae kind of froze up a little bit, but we could probably talk them into saying just a little bit. Caden is our oldest. Yeah. He's shaking his head no at me, but he can do it. He's our oldest. He's 16, and I'll let him tell you what he played.
Hey.
Hello. Don't
hey.
Be shy.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Oh, cool. what am I telling? Oh, I played the bass on all the songs.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Well, you did an excellent job on there. I know your dad's really proud of you. When you were saying hey on there, I could tell that you was definitely his son.
I've been told that before.
Since you're the oldest, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Because I know my mom used to make me do things in church and singing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I just wasn't real happy. I thought I'd kind of outgrown it. Did you go through any of that where it was hard for you to want to keep doing this every year?
Well, I was threatened. I was told I would be in trouble if I didn't sing on it. So.
Yeah, I can understand that. Your dad don't play fair.
Yeah.
I don't think the problem was with him. The problem was getting him to sing. You know, it wasn't no problem getting him to play the bass. But he plays the guitar, the piano, and drums. He's just playing the bass on most of the songs, and he played guitar on one or two songs anyway.
Yeah, I've actually heard that he plays the bass better than the drums better than his dad, but he probably won't say anything about that.
No comment.
No comment?
Oh, man.
I know how it is. He rubs it in every time he's got a new lick that he can do that I can't even come close to mimicking. So.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Okay, well, you want to let your brothers and sisters come on and say their names and how old they are?
Sure. Delise is sitting right here. She's 9. She's one of the twins. Here.
And what is her name?
Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Elise.
And how old are you?
9.
Do you like singing on the CD, doing the Christmas
songs?
Yes.
Well, you sure sing awful pretty.
Thank you.
Are you going to be a singer when you get older in church?
Yeah.
I bet you are. Did you have anything you wanted to say to everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land?
Everybody would love a CD, and I wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Well, that's sweet. You going to say anything to your daddy? He's out there listening.
My dad's out there?
Yeah, he's out there listening.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Do you like your daddy? He's a pretty good guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. She loves me to tickle her, too, don't she?
Yes.
My girls are real ticklish, and we kind of have fun with that. They're so ticklish, you don't even have to really tickle them. You can just kind of poke at them with your finger, and they just go wild, you know, laughing and stuff. So they're really ticklish.
Well, that's good. Well, do you want to put your other brothers and sisters on? Let them tell us what their name is and how old they are? Okay.
Here's my sister, Janae.
Okay.
Hey, Janae.
Hello?
Hello. So what's your name and how old are you?
I'm Janae and I'm 9 years old.
Wow, well, you're the same age as your sister.
Yeah.
Are y'all twins?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So do you like singing on the CD?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to grow up and be a singer in church like your mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, you sure sound awful good, all your singing you do on there. We really appreciate you sharing this with all of us. Do you want to say anything to anybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land?
I don't really know if I want to.
Okay. Well, what about to your daddy? He's out here listening. You want to say something to him? He sure is.
Hey, Janae.
Hi, Daddy. What are you doing?
I'm sitting in the parking lot at work right now.
How are you listening?
I'm on my phone.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
That is cool, isn't it? You want to give us some more of your family? Let them come on and say their name and how old they are?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. Here's Kendall.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Kendall. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Now, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. And you're the ball player, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this young man here has got to go down to, was it the Babe Ruth World Series last 2 years?
Yep.
And y'all going to get to play again this year, and it's going to be hosted down here in your hometown of where you live, isn't it?
Yep.
So that's a pretty big thing. I hear your dad talk about that all the time. He's so proud of what you've accomplished on that. I hear him brag on all of you kids. What do you think about doing the Christmas songs every year? Do you really enjoy doing that?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So one of the things I've noticed over the last 3 years is how much your voice has changed.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be a singer when you get older in church and sing?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I can really tell you seem like you have a talent for it. I hope you really stay with it. I think that's something you're going to find you're really going to enjoy it. But, do you have, I didn't mean to interrupt you, because do you have something started to say?
Do what?
You started to say something a minute ago, and I accidentally interrupted you. What were you going to say?
I don't remember now.
Okay, but do you got anything you want to say to everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio Land assistance?
I think I'm done.
Okay, well, your dad's out there. Do you want to say something to him?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Kendall.
You having fun driving the truck?
I'm not driving yet, but it's not real fun driving the truck. You can ask Bill about that. He drives a truck, too, so.
Yeah, we don't wish this on any of our children. We wish you guys to do better.
Well, here's Colin. He wants
all
to
right.
talk for a minute.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
Colin.
And how old are you?
I'm good.
Now, how old are you?
11.
11. And what do you think about doing these Christmas songs every year? Do you enjoy doing this?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, your voice sure sounds awful pretty on there, and I know your dad's really proud of you guys, and I'm sure your mom is too, but your dad brags about you guys to just about every place he goes out here with the truck, talking about how good you guys do on this. Do you got anything you'd like to say to everybody out there in Block Talk Radio Land tonight?
Well, yeah,
you want to tell everybody to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead and do that then. Did I put you on
Merry
the spot
Christmas.
Just a little bit? That's good, yeah. Your daddy's out there. Do you want to say anything to him?
Hey, Colin.
Hey.
I'm on here, too.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Okay, hey, we still got one more left, is there?
I think that was it.
That was it?
My kids are pretty talented. They all do something different. Of course, Caden, you know, he's a musician like me. And you heard from Kendall, he's the ball player. Kylan, he does karate. And there's a church just north of where we live that teaches karate, and he takes karate lessons. And he also likes to play football, and I think he's going to get an opportunity to play some football. Which Colin has some medical problems that we won't get into, but here recently, you know, the doctor. You know, let us know that he might could get to play. So we're going to try to let him play football. But I'll move on. Jalise is taking ballet, and she has a recital actually this Saturday, and we're all going to see it. And Janae is into gymnastics, and she'll start gymnastics. In January, actually, and
wow,
and so they're all doing something different, and it keeps my wife really busy, and she has to run them around and get them to where they need to go. I think she's got like three different cities to go to. On Monday, she goes to Florence for the gymnastics. Tuesday, she goes to Columbia for the karate lessons. And then Wednesday, she has ballet lessons with Zalise. And then, of course, Kendall has ball practice practically every day. So she stays real busy with them.
Yeah. We're sitting there talking about, you know, another 10 or 12 years they could have grandchildren and he could do this again and have his own choir. And, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, Keith, while you're there is, you know, I know you're into the perfection thing, but the ending of that first song we played, did it really need that much drums at the end to finish out the song?
Well, that's just my signature, I guess. I like to close out those songs, you know, and that's just my thing, so.
I was just picking at you a little bit. I think that's one of the reasons I played that, because I was like, okay, here's the ending, and it goes on and on, and I was like, yeah. You can tell that the drummer has something to do with the arrangement there just a little bit. I think we got your kids all fired up and excited now. We're on the radio! Well, Charlotte, you want to play another song, and then we'll come back and talk to them about this more?
All righty.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a cat, with a tail as big as a cat.
Wow, I don't know about you guys, but as I hear these songs, I get a different emotion every time. Something about the innocence of children singing, and, you know, it just, it, you know, sometimes it brings tears to my eyes. And at Christmas time, a lot of people go through a lot of depression because you go back and you think about loved ones that you've lost. You think about maybe mistakes through the years you've made. If you're getting around my age, you start realizing how many Christmases have went by, and you're like, man, life is passing me by here. But it stirs up a lot of emotion. There's times that I get a smile on my face you couldn't knock off with a shovel. That just something about it just makes you feel good in your heart. And, Delana, when you was putting all this together with the kids over these last 3 years and putting these arrangements together, how hard was it to figure out, like this here where you did each child where they were singing and then had their backup part? How was it to put all that together?
Well, like that, I was just trying to pick a song that I liked that I thought I would like to hear, and then something that had enough verses where each one of them could have their own verse. That one, the two big boys were begging not to sing anyway, and they shared a verse at the end, and they were happy with that, and I was happy with, you know, them singing something. But then, you know, as you're listening to it, you just hear things, and you just think, oh, that would sound good. And then Keith and Jeff always say, go for it. If we don't like it, we can always take it out. So, you know, we just add things as we kind of hear it, or I do, you know, in my head. And then we just try it, and if it sounds good, we keep it. And if it doesn't, we take it out.
Now, this CD, y'all are going to sell this for people that like to have it. And if someone wanted to get this CD, what would they need to do?
Well, we've talked about it, and I guess the best thing to do would be to just send us an email. I've already checked on, you know, how to best ship it in the mail. It would just come, you know, through the mail in an envelope. And if somebody wants to email us, they can. We'll tell them how to send us a check, or they can pay through PayPal. We can send them an invoice, or they can just send a payment through PayPal themselves if they have a PayPal account.
Okay. Now,
either way,
CD,
it would just be.
Go ahead.
Do what?
I said, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the total cost would still be $10, you know, because that would cover the price of the postage, too.
Okay. I think I hear Keith trying to start his truck out there, so you might want to mute him. One of the things that we'll really mention on this, there's 18 tracks on this CD.
Uh-huh.
And some of the songs are actually, there's two different versions of them on the CD. Do you want to describe that to everybody, what's actually all on here?
Well, when we first started this, we basically were sending the CDs as a Christmas card to people in our family and people on our Christmas list. And I got part of the idea, we just kept tossing ideas back and forth, but one of the reasons I wanted to do it is because, like Keith said, we wanted to do something as a family, and another reason was because I wanted to share it with family, and I knew the family would want to hear the kids. But there was people like a guy in the studio, he said, I don't like listening to kids sing. And he said, I'd rather hear you sing it. So Keith said, well, let's just do two versions, you know, so if somebody doesn't want to hear kids singing it, it's nothing personal against the kids, it's just they'd rather not. And so I said, well, okay, we'll do it that way. And but overall, I can say that most people would rather hear the kids than me. they say, you know, forget you. We want to hear the kids. So that's why some of my versions are just bonus tracks. They're
now,
just
well,
bonus tracks at the end.
The way y'all did that, because it, you can sit down and have like this playing in the background, and it's not like having to hear Perry Como or something like that for an hour singing the old Christian Christmas songs or Bing Crosby or something like a lot of people do. I love
uh-huh.
the way you got the different type of songs and you have it to where, which all this was done very professional. For those that this may not be coming through very good, we're at the mercy of Blog Talk or however this uploads, and plus hearing it on the phone speaker is not quite as clear. For those who listen on the computer, it sounds a whole lot better. And you put this thing in a car or something. I mean, this CD, you could tell this was professionally recorded. Matter of fact, it was a friend of yours. What's his name that's got the recording studio down there?
Jeff Quillen.
And so, uh-huh. you know, and they can probably tell you a little bit about, you know, where he's located. And, I mean, he does really good work, but he also has a band that plays around. He does local events and things. And I think
mm-hmm.
he's helped him sometime with the drums. And
uh-huh.
I think one of your children actually plays the bass for him, doesn't he?
Sometimes. Just kind of like a fill-in kind of thing.
Fill-in.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that a lot of people would probably not be surprised if they ever heard you sing is you've actually sort of been involved with professional music. Your family background, y'all used to go to churches and different things and actually had some recordings, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. I started traveling with my mother's family, the McGee's, when I was two. They would put me up on the altar and let me sing when I was two. And, you know, I just would go with them sometimes, and they'd give me $5 for going. And then when I got 15, they were singing again. They had taken a break a few years off, and they started singing again when I was 14. And when I was 15, they asked me to start going with them and singing, and I'd sing like one song, and then I got to where I was singing with them. It was a quartet kind of thing, and they recorded lots of albums back in the 70s, and I'm not on any of those, but they did one album, and it's a cassette. That's all we did it on was a cassette, so I think it was like 1990. So, you know, and since then, I sang with another group, and they did a cassette. But then we kind of got part of the family back together after Keith and I got married, and we did a CD. And those are available. I mean, we'll sell you one of those, too. We still got several of those, and they would be $10, too. And it's called Generation.
Okay.
And it's all Southern gospel.
Y'all just got back together here not long ago and sort of did what's that called, a reunion?
Reunion, yes.
And Keith said that went really well, too. Why don't you tell everybody how you and Keith got together and kind of share your testimony a little bit?
Oh, my goodness. It was a whirlwind romance. I can't tell it without telling this because it was a God thing from the very beginning. I met Keith on March the 31st, but sometime around Christmas before that, about 3 months before that, I had been praying and I told God that I didn't want anybody. I was tired of dating, and I didn't want anybody unless he sent somebody to my church. I said, God, if you want me to have somebody, send them to my church. And I made a list of 42 things that I wanted in a mate. And some of them were a little bit ridiculous, I thought. But I thought, if I'm going to be specific, I need to be specific. So I was, and I wrote my list, and I tossed it on the ground beside my bed. And I said, there go, God, see if you can do that. And I turned my light off, and I went to bed. I kind of forgot about it. And then on a Sunday night on March the 31st, Keith came to our church to hear a visiting minister I thought he was with somebody else, and so I didn't have any, you know, nothing towards him. But I got up to sing, and I heard somebody playing the drums, and I knew our drummer wasn't there, and I turned around, and I gave him the awfulest face. I know I did. But I thanked him after church for playing, and then the next day, I had started taking drum lessons, and the next day when I went to my drum lesson, the drum teacher talked about him for the whole time, and I thought, okay, this has got to mean something. He kept asking me if I knew him and all this stuff, and then he came back on Wednesday night. I told God if he wanted me to think something, let him come back on Wednesday night, and he did. So then I thought something, and he got my phone number, and we started talking, and we started seeing each other every day and kind of teasing each other, you know, about people falling in love, you know, kind of love at first sight kind of thing, because I've got a cousin that they fell in love and they kept fast, and they kept teasing us, you know, oh, y'all will be getting married next. And I was like, no way. And so 12 days after we met, 12 days, I thought he was going to fix me lasagna, and he came in with the ring and asked me to marry him. And so I said yes, and we got married 3 months to the day later. So, yeah, I would say it was a whirlwind romance. And as for the 42 things, he met all of them except one. So, and it was kind of one of those ridiculous things. I wanted somebody that would go shopping with me and like it. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't see that. I don't see him having the patience for that. So.
No. No, but, now, you know, that's one of those things.
Now, we kind of mentioned earlier the fact that you were involved with writing a book. You've been on our show before with the other authors that was involved in that. For anyone that wanted information about that book, we'd like to go ahead and give that again right now.
It's available on Amazon. The name of it is called Threads of Time, and it came out in paperback. It was only available on the Kindle, like electronic version, for several months, and so now it's available in paperback, and you can get it on Amazon and CreateSpace, but it's called Threads of Time, and it has a quilt on the front cover. If you go to my website, there's a direct link to it, and my website is my name, JelannaFranklin.com, and you can just click on that link, and it'll take you right to it.
Okay. Now, for people that need to email you to contact you about the book, what email address do they, the book or the tape or anything, where do they email you at?
They can email at my email address. It's Jelanna Franklin, J-A-L-A-N-A, Franklin, at gmail.com, or at Keith's email address. It's Keith, K-E-I-T-H, C-W-B. At gmail.com. Or they could just send us a text message or something, you know, just as long as I just figured somebody wouldn't want to just go on Facebook and put their email address or their home address or whatever. So we thought, you know, sending us an email would be a little more private, you know, so that we could get some information so we could send them one.
Right. They can also message you on Facebook. Also, if they want to friend you, you can tell Keith page. He's got his drum set sitting behind his drums on Keith Franklin's page. And then I can't remember, I don't even know, what's the picture on your page if I get to your front page?
It's me and Kylan. Kylan was a baby. I've never changed it. It's the only profile picture I've ever had. I put it on there. I don't know, he was probably a year old or 2 years old or something when I put it on there. It was when Facebook first started, and it was my favorite picture at that time. But it's kind of a black and white picture, I think. But he's a baby.
Okay.
It's me and him. He's a baby on it. But Yeah, my Facebook, you won't find another Jelana Franklin on Facebook, so I'll be easy to find.
Okay. Yeah, because not a lot of people spell their name like you do. I know I had the hardest time trying to figure out. I kept wanting to say Joanna, and then your friends kind of tickled at me and you both when you were trying to tell me what your name was. I think they were making fun of our Southern accent.
Yes.
I want to give everybody a chance. If they got a question or a comment that they would like to ask, just push one on your phone and start up. If we got anybody, you know, if you want to put them on, let them share a question or comment.
Are you asking me if that's okay?
No, I was asking Starla if she, yeah. I have to be careful. She turns off her mic sometimes. So.
Oh, yeah, that's fine with us. I'm sure she's still listening.
She's just still kind of noisy. I didn't know if there might be something else he wanted to say. Do you want me to say?
Yeah, when he gets, you know, he's going to be probably in a bit. Well, you can just keep checking when he gets quiet, but I'd like to hear him share his testimony and his side of the story, how they got together, too.
Okay, am I on?
Yep. I feel like you got your window
down.
Okay. Am I on?
Yep.
You're on.
Okay. Well, for me, it started a little earlier than that. We met March 31st, 1996, and it was about probably 6 months before that. I was actually on the road playing music, and I came home one week, and I went to a revival that was going on at the church I attended at the time. That was the church that my family goes to. My mom and dad, my sister, my brother, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, this minister was there, and he just so happened to be the same one that was at Jelana's church on March 31st. But he was an evangelist, and he was... you know, preaching, you know, that week, and I went, and I just knew the sermon that night, you know, it just really touched me. But I was just stubborn enough, you know, I wasn't going to make a move. And so I was sitting on the back row with my sister, and the evangelist got to his altar call, and he just stopped. And he walked off the stage, and he walked across down in front of the stage, and he walked up the aisle right next to me, and he got down in my ear where only I could hear what he was saying. And he told me, he said, I don't normally do this, you know, but God told me to come tell you this is your last chance. Either you serve him now or you're going to be bound for hell. And, you know, that just hit me like on a bridge, you know. I mean, I know people out there have been, you know, offered an ultimatum from God. But this really hit me at heart, you know. And I knew, you know, that I needed to make a change, you know. So I did. I got up, and my sister went with me to the altar, and I gave my life to God, you know. Well, it's kind of ironic, you know, a lot of people, you know, have to sit around and wait on God, you know, to work out stuff in their life or whatever, you know, you're all the time, you know, waiting on God to, you know, on his timing, you know, because it's not always our timing, it's his timing, you know. Well, this was my time, and so I gave my life to God. Well, the next 6 months was a big learning, you know, curve for me. I found out, you know, real quick that I couldn't stay on the road playing music. So I really gave my dream up. I gave my dream up, you know, to serve God. I was playing country music, and we were traveling all over
you know, to these big clubs all over the United States. I was doing what I wanted to do, you know, but I figured out real quick that I couldn't live for God and do that, you know. And it was just the people I was around, that kind of thing. I found myself, you know, wanting to get back into what I was doing, you know, and that kind of thing. So I just gave it up. So I go home, and there again, I figured out, you know, hey, you know, it didn't take long to figure out I couldn't hang around with the same people I hung around with, you know, because I've changed. You know, God changed me from inside out, you know. So for the next 6 months, I kept, you know, searching for myself. And finally, in March, you know, I just told myself, I'm going to start going to other churches. You know, I've been praying, much like my wife was, you know, for a soulmate, one that was, you know, a Christian that was grounded and rooted in His Word. And that's what I was looking for. You know, and I knew I couldn't find it at my church, you know, because I knew all the, you know, the single ladies there, and they just, you know, wasn't for me. And so that's what I did. You know, I started going to different churches, and just so happened, you know, that brother evangelist that I got saved, you know, under his ministry was going to be at her church on March 31st. And so I made it to church that night, and pretty much, you know, the rest of the story was just like she said. You know, she left out something that was, you know, I thought was pretty important, you know, but that night at the altar call, I went down when my cousin was praying for him. He was going through a divorce, and she went down to the altar with another lady, praying for her to, you know, for God to bring somebody in her life, you know, as a mate and stuff. So we were both down at the altar praying for somebody else. And we both thought, well, God, I'm down here. I might as well pray for myself, you know. So I did. I was praying, you know, Lord, you know, let me meet somebody that, you know, that was, you know, grounded and rooted in Your Word, you know, and was my soulmate. And he did. You know, we met after church, and we talked. And like she said, I came back Wednesday night, and she looked surprised when I got there. And we stood outside the church that night talking till 1 o'clock in the morning. And this was so funny. Her dad kept coming, and he would drive back to the church, and he would just pull in, and he would go around the church, and he would pull out. He would never stop and say nothing to it. But he would pull in, and he was just checking on his daughter, make sure she was okay. And he did it like 3 different times. I kept telling him, I said, we're going to have to go, you know. He's going to be mad at us, or he's not going to like me, you know, for keeping you out so late, stuff like that. But we really made a connection that night, you know. But she was telling me that she didn't date cowboys, she didn't date musicians, she didn't date guitar players, drummers,
truck drivers,
and hunters. And hunters. And I was every one of those, you know, so I kept thinking, well, you know, maybe we can just be friends, you know, and that. I mean, that was really funny, but God put us together, and I think it's really showed over the years, you know, through our kids, and that was another reason, you know, that we wanted to showcase them, you know, in this Christmas CD was, you know, just to show people that God really does work in our lives.
Well, another thing that I thought about, you know, with the Christmas card was I usually spend, you know, hours looking for the perfect Christmas card, trying to find just the perfect verse. And then I realized that people don't even read them. they're so busy, they get the card, they hang it up. If you put a picture in it, they look at the picture. And I kept thinking, well, if we send them music, they could listen to that. All they got to do is put it in and turn it on. They can listen to that while they're still doing their work. And, you know, just like I said before and Kim said when we talked about the book is a paper missionary, and I thought maybe the CD could be a musical missionary too. And if you give it away, like we have the last 2 years, who's going to turn it down, you know? So I'm kind of hoping that maybe some seeds have been planted along the way somewhere.
Yeah. The other part of this is that you have written a lot of songs and given them to other groups to perform, and they've actually recorded some of them. And I've talked to Keith several times. It is just a shame with his desire to want to be involved in music worse than anybody I've ever met in my life. And with the talent that you have in your back running singing, you know, and you wrote these songs, I really believe that, you know, hopefully that there's going to be some income come from this to help you record those songs, because everybody knows studio time is not real cheap and there's a lot of work involved with it. And, you know, something is going to open a door for you guys. But it's funny, I know husband and wife working together, sometimes it's like mixing water and dirt, it makes mud, it's really hard. But God has opened so many doors for you guys along the way. I believe it's, you're coming up on the time to where this is going to happen for you in a way that Keith is going to be satisfied to be able to get off the road, spend more time with his family. And we make jokes about it. I keep saying, I'm going to be the manager. I'm going to go out there and sell you guys. And I'll take my percentage. And then Keith says, yeah, and I'll let you drive the bus, shine it, carry our luggage, and all those kind of things. So he really rubs it in. But I really do feel an anointing when you guys, when I went to your church service that Saturday night, y'all had people from several different denominational faiths that was there, and y'all blended it together in worship, and it was just really anointed, and I just felt so blessed to have been there that night. And I'll pray with you guys that something really breaks, whatever it takes, that this can be a time that this can come about in your life, because I know how Keith feels kind of hopeless. You look back and you feel stuck in his truck. You know, you make pretty good money, and you know, and you just feel stuck. And but am I breaking up, Charlotte?
No.
Okay. One of the things that y'all had mentioned was that you were going to offer people one of just a soundtrack from this. And I was talking to Keith last night, and y'all still do that. They got all the guitars, the piano, keyboards, organ, whatever's in these songs. If possible, if someone wanted it, they could actually order the soundtrack to go with it, where they could, if it was a small church where they didn't have a lot of instruments or someone wanted something to sing with on their own, they could get that from you too, couldn't they?
Right. If they like the arrangement, I tried to make it a little bit different on most of them, you know, something out of the ordinary. You know, so it wouldn't sound like every other Christmas CD. So if they like the arrangement, then, you know, they can get a copy of the soundtrack, just the music without us singing on it, and then they can sing it with the soundtrack themselves.
And she said it was also possible if they wanted to leave the backup harmonies on it, they could do it that way or without.
Right.
So, That would be really good too. So, well, we're coming up at the end of the time here. Is there anything else that you want to ask?
Bill, my Facebook page is under my first name, Jonathan.
Okay.
Keith Franklin. If anybody wants to look me up on Facebook, feel free. You can go on my Facebook page, and there's probably some videos from church, you know, on there that you could watch, and that kind of thing, too. So,
okay. Well, Charlotte, do you want to close us out by playing that last track I had lined up for?
Okay, Doug. Give me a second. I got to find it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, when it gets double digits, I go back to the top. So. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we want to thank Keith and Juliana Franklin for coming with us and helping us with the show and sharing their testimony and their music with us. And we pray that you guys will be blessed by this and help support their ministry. And we pray you all have a very blessed week, and we'll see you back here next week at your place. Good night.